You know, that story goes back several centuries. It was back in the late 12th, early 13th century when Estonia was not yet Christianized. We mm-hmm. were pagans, the lost part of Europe that was yet to be Christianized. When the Pope back then started what was known as the Northern Crusades.
Mm-hmm.
We were finally Christianized by the early 13th century. And once that happened, the Pope declared Estonia, nowadays contemporary Estonia, to be, in Latin, they called us the Terra Mariana, which means the land of Mary,
mm-hmm.
in making reference to Virgin Mary, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since then, we've been sometimes called Terra Mariana, land of Mary. Nowadays, the president of Estonia, when she awards decorations, then for foreigners, the highest decoration we can award, the president can award, is called the Cross of Terra Mariana, so the Cross of Maryland. In the beginning of the 20th century, Estonians emigrated into the United States, and we founded a relatively significant, by our standards, community in around Baltimore. We had a very vibrant cultural society in the state of Maryland. So not only do we share the name, the land of Mary, but our actual relations, people-to-people relations, go back now more than 100 years. In the mm-hmm. early 1990s, as we had regained independence, we established military-to-military cooperation with the Maryland National Guard. It first started small. We had delegations visit Maryland, and we had delegations visit Estonia from Maryland. Then it evolved into training and education and other fields of cooperation. As is often the case with military-to-military cooperation, if it goes really, really well, it tends to expand into other areas. Yes. So now we have sister cities. The capital of Estonia, Tallinn, is sister city to Annapolis. We have cultural exchanges, people-to-people contacts. So in addition to the history that goes back, in our case, to the 13th century, if you will, we now have a really active, vibrant cooperation that goes beyond just government-to-government relations.
Yeah. So give me a sense of how you maintain those vibrant connections from day to day, year to year.
Well, the National Guard cooperation, cooperation between your National Guard, Maryland National Guard, and the Estonian Defense Forces is taking place on a daily basis. It doesn't need any management. The connections between leaders, NCOs, lower-level officers are intense enough to keep that cooperation going even without embassy support, if you will.
Or national-level engagement.
Yes, indeed, indeed. We now cooperate in the cyber domain.
Mm-hmm.
We now have, as I said, you know, multiple delegations visiting Estonia from Maryland and vice versa. So that's active and going well.
So how do you exchange the culture? What do you do to foster that exchange?
Well, there's not much that's different between the United States and Estonia and Maryland as a state in particular and Estonia. Apparently, we, to our great surprise, have found that as our universities have started cooperating,
okay.
For instance, in sciences dealing with the environment, they have found that the Chesapeake Bay and the Baltic Sea are very similar. Some of the challenges are similar. Mm. So what I think really drives cooperation forward is not only shared interests and shared values, but also, in many cases, shared challenges. The fact that we are halfway around the world from Maryland doesn't necessarily mean that we have different challenges. So many of the environmental challenges are the same. Maintaining safety and security on our streets, a challenge that unites us no matter where you live. So since the people-to-people contacts between government officials, but also representatives of civil society, go back decades now. It's very easy between us and the state of Maryland to build on the successes that we've already had.
Do you have any specific products that you exchange, or are there any byproducts of the relationship that have grown out of it? For instance, Maryland, as you know, is very well known for its seafood, and I'm pretty sure, coming from where you come from, there's some pretty good seafood there too. Or, you know, there's something there that is unique and indigenous to Estonia. Do you exchange those kinds of things, or?
Well, I think the most important part of our exchange is exchange of information. Mm-hmm. We're known for the high tech industry mm-hmm. in Estonia. Many even call us Estonia nowadays. The internet and internet based services are thoroughly integrated into our way of life.
Right.
We even vote online at parliamentary elections. Roughly a third of the votes are cast online. 99.8% of bank transactions take place online. The citizen interacts with the state mainly online. We do our taxes online. It usually takes less than 5 minutes. And that's a thing that I think we can share. It is oftentimes difficult compare us, as we're a very small nation, to bigger nations, but the mm-hmm. state of Maryland is not that much bigger than Estonia is. So I think there are a number of opportunities where we can share something that goes beyond seafood. Maryland mm-hmm. seafood is much much more well known, also much better than Estonian seafood is. But our information technology, our e-governance, is something that perhaps sure. even Maryland can learn from.
Give us a sense of some of the cities in Estonia that have relationships with cities here in the U.S. in Maryland.
Well, most of our big cities actually have sister city relationships with cities in Maryland. For instance, our capital, Tallinn, is sister city to Annapolis. Our second largest city, Tartu, with Salisbury. Viljandi with Cumberland. Narva with Bel Air. Valga with Oakland. Paide with Westminster. All of these relationships, they are active, and they take place without federal and without state-level support necessarily.
How were those cities chosen?
Well, in many cases, it was actually word of mouth. There are active citizens of Maryland who mm-hmm. want to promote this relationship. Estonian diaspora who still continues to thrive in the state, and word of mouth.
Any idea how big the Estonian population is in Maryland?
Very difficult to assess the exact number. Do we know? Several thousand, I would say.
Well, several thousand, that's good enough. It's pretty significant.
It is.
Maryland is not a big state.
Exactly. And those relationships, I mean, sister city relationships, they are driven by the cities themselves. So some relationships happen to be more active than others. And oftentimes we as the embassy, we find out about what goes on by word of mouth ourselves.
Jonathan Sevioff is the Estonian ambassador to the U.S. J.J. Green, WTOP News.